Visiting today with Kaylee Holman. She's the Assistant Director of Public Policy at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And we have something really exciting coming up, a youth legislative experience. So tell us a little bit about this big event.
Yeah, so this is new this year. I think that there was a similar program ran years ago that they're trying to kind of resurrect. And this is specifically for 4-H and FFA students. We're targeting those that are going to be juniors or are going to be seniors. However, this year, since it's a first-time program, we don't want those that are graduating to miss out. So kind of on a case-by-case basis, we are opening it as well to those that are graduating seniors this year or those that are maybe a little bit younger are going to be sophomores. We're going to take a look at those applications as well. So we're going to be doing it in July. It's a two-day event. And it's really just doing a mock legislature system. So the students are going to get to introduce their own bills, and then they're going to get to break up kind of like the same way that the state legislature does, where they break up into committees to consider legislation that they either amend, move forward, or deny. And then that will go to the full floor consideration of each chamber to be considered by the full body. During the event, we're also going to have opportunities for different elected officials, legislators, as well as the governor, probably Secretary Arthur, come by and visit with them. I think we're going to have some current legislators as well as past members that really want to be a part of this opportunity to come and help them kind of serve like House and Senate staff does and guide the students along the process and give them a real inside look at what the legislature does and give them opportunities to consider legislation.
So this is pretty cool because most adults don't know how this works. I mean, there's a lot of adults that don't understand how the legislative process works. And this is an amazing opportunity to start at a younger level to figure out what actually goes into bills and policies and all kinds of things like that.
Definitely. And I think civics is something that has certainly, we've lost the art of it a bit as the American society. And so I think this is a really good opportunity for those young people that are already serving in a wonderful capacity and their involvement in 4-H and FFA and are obviously care about community and what happens. And so this is a good opportunity for those students to see, to propose legislation that is important to them, as well as give them a real opportunity to see what other opinions look like. We know as adults, certainly that not everyone always agrees with us. And so it's going to give them an insight into what it looks like to propose something that seems like a great opportunity or a great idea to them, but somebody else from a different background or just different viewpoint might have really good insight onto what needs to change in the legislation or just why the legislation might not be good. I think that will be a good opportunity for them to see that as young people.
Yeah, that's why I failed debate, Kaylee. I mean, it's really hard when you have something that you're super passionate about and others may not share in that passion, but this is a great way not only to learn about the process, but also to network with really great lawmakers that are around too.
Yes, definitely. And some of them might have already had the opportunity. Well, I guess not, because I think it's their senior year that you get the opportunity to serve in the PAGE program. So some of those that might be graduating this year might have served in the PAGE program, might have gotten some insight into what those debates look like on the floor. But a lot of them will not have ever, might not have ever come to the Capitol before and certainly haven't had the opportunity to debate things and see what things happen, see how the process works in the legislature. And they're definitely going to get an inside look to that. And I think it's a good, helpful tool that they'll take as people that are going to be upperclassmen in high school and then those that soon will be going to college. And I think a lot of us can understand where college sometimes is the first time that your eyes really get opened up to people from different backgrounds with different ideas. And they're going to get a head start, I think, in understanding how different opinions and views work.
Absolutely. So if you're an FFA student or a 4-H student that would like to do this, how do you go about applying?
Yes. So Farm Bureau is kind of a sponsor of this event. However, as far as the applications, that's being held by FFA and 4-H individually. So the applications are on both of their websites. And so they would just work through their 4-H leader or their FFA advisor to send their application to FFA or to 4-H. And then they're going to be selecting who they would like to attend this event with 4-H and FFA. And they'll let us know. And then we'll be sending them some information out separately. As Farm Bureau, if they have a relationship with us, we're more than happy to guide any of the FFA advisors or the students themselves to that application if they're interested.
And how many will be accepted?
So FFA and 4-H both have their caps. I think we're looking at, we're hoping to have about 150 total. I believe that 4-H, they're going to be having one per county, and then FFA, their districts are dealt with a little bit differently. So their numbers might not be the same as 4-H, but they're going to be choosing based on a different district than just by county.
And once again, you mentioned being the house in a house page, but this is also something that looks great on your resume and gets you so much experience.
Right. Yes. Not to mention, you know, the connections that we talked about earlier, just being able to network with those legislators and other elected officials. This will probably look really good as something that they were doing throughout the summer when it's kind of easy to maybe not do quite as much, but taking this opportunity to learn and engage with other students across the state, as well as elected leaders.
Well, the event's coming up July the 12th and 13th. So we want all of our FFAers and 4-Hers to get those applications in. Kaylee, we thank you so much for telling us about this amazing event.
Yeah, thank you.